The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. It's been more than a decade, but I still, albeit vaguely, recall the feeling of not wanting to slow down or settle or lose my edge or do whatever it was I told myself adults with children were in the habit of doing. Why would I want to change? I was happy. Everything in my life was in place. I loved my job. And I was in love with a wonderful man who loved me back in exactly the way I wanted to be loved. Maybe better. Raphael. Raph, for short. We bought an apartment together in Brooklyn. What more could we, have possibly wanted? But there was one Sunday when the two of us were sitting together in our living room, drinking coffee, eating bagels, and reading the New York Times. "This is it," Raph said, leaning back and smiling. "This is perfect." I looked around. Empirically, he was right, but something inside me panicked. A voice I didn't even know I housed was rumbling awake, asking, "Really? This is it? It?" A few months later, we sat in a bar with friends. It was nearing 2 a.m., and the bourbon in my glass tasted, well, boring. Even the conversation, which by all counts was funny, lively, perfectly delightful, had begun to tire me. That voice rumbled awake again, saying, "For God's sake, stand up, put on your coat, and go home." A week later, maybe two, it was not that voice that started up rumbling, but a queasy feeling in the gut. Hearing me describe it, Raph stood up, put on his coat, and went immediately to the pharmacy. That November, Naomi was born. Sometimes now, stealing glimpses of the Sunday Times between playing chef and referee for our three hungry, bickering, exuberant children, Raph and I laugh at how much and how little we had back when we were responsible only for ourselves. Today's poem, "The Clam," by Keith Leonard, reminds me of that time when the terms of my life and my vision of happiness began to shift around as if of their own volition. There must be as many different ways to be happy as there are ways to be. Perhaps the work lies not in finding happiness, but in being open to the version of happiness that finds you. The Clam, by Keith Leonard. That shell, like a frozen ripple. That living stone burrowed in the silt. I was wary of it. How it must live static, an anchor. And what is life without a little recklessness, without a little touch of mess to pivot up the day? The lightning plucked like a wrong note brightens the sky. I believed the metronome had already died, and circles were the saddest shapes. And who would lasso their finger with a little silver ring? Only fools or lunatics. And tonight, restlessness rips me from sleep. I watch the baby breathe. I imitate stillness for fear the antique floor might creak. The clam opens up to let the current in, and by doing so, lives. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter.
Even before starting as host, the Slowdown was part of my daily routine. And I know that's true for so many of you. You can celebrate this special time in your day with a donation right now. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate. Thank you.